Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Authorities in northeast Iowa are searching for a missing kayaker. At about 12:15 yesterday afternoon, the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office received a report of a missing 39-year-old male kayaker, and an investigation began immediately. The kayaker was alone and had launched onto the Upper Iowa River around 2 p.m. the day before on Saturday. His last known location was on the river near the Freeport area about 6 p.m. Saturday evening. A short time after the investigation was initiated, the capsized kayak was located in the middle of the Upper Iowa, just below the upper dam. Several other items belonging to the kayaker were also located in the river. The Decorah Fire Department and WCSO conducted an extensive search of the river from Freeport to the lower dam. The search included a jet boat, sonar, and drone technology. The kayaker has not been located, and search and recovery efforts are continuing. Also assisting is Winnesee County Emergency Management and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. If anyone has information regarding this situation, contact the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office. Work to rehabilitate and resurface North Main Street in Charles City enters its fourth week of construction. Today, water main work will take place on the east side of Main Street and Riverside Drive, with Riverside east of Main completely closed most of the week. Residents from Riverside Drive to Clark Street will have a water disruption today. More sidewalk and street patching will also be completed in this area and on the west side of Main Street in front of the Floyd County Courthouse. Curb and gutter and sidewalk removals will resume Monday afternoon or Tuesday on the east side of Main between Clark and Kelly Streets, which will be closed to parking when the pavement removal work begins. Curb and gutter patching and sidewalk repair work is scheduled to begin later in the week. Bill Reese with Veenstra & Kim, the project engineer, says we are making every attempt to keep lanes open on Main Street for the drivers. Temporary traffic stops may occur when we are guiding concrete trucks in. Looking ahead, Reese adds that the tentative plan is to close the North Main Street-Lane Street intersection on May 28th for the complete street reconstruction work planned for that segment. That closure is expected to last 6 weeks. Recent traffic stops in Floyd County have led to drug charges against a Charles City man, OWI and child endangerment charges against a Norris Springs man, and an OWI for a Pennsylvania man. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office has a report of a reckless driver east of Marble Rock last Tuesday afternoon led to the arrest of 39-year-old Scott Glass of Norris Springs. According to the criminal complaints, Glass was determined to be driving under the influence with an 11-year-old passenger in the vehicle. In addition to OWI and child endangerment charges, Glass was driving while license was suspended. FCSO says a traffic stop about 5 miles southeast of Charles City Wednesday night led to possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia against 39-year-old Anthony Slocum of Charles City. Criminal complaints say Slocum was a passenger in a vehicle initially pulled over for an equipment violation, but a canine alert on the vehicle resulted in the discovery of a baggie of a white crystallized substance that field tested positive for methamphetamine. Authorities say Slocum admitted to possessing the meth and glass pipe with meth residue. Shortly after 1 a.m. Friday morning, the FCSO pulled over a vehicle driven by 61-year-old Trenton Frith of Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, for driving on the wrong side of the road in Rudd. The criminal complaint says Frith refused a breath test and he was charged with OWI. A late-night traffic stop in northeast Iowa has led to drug trafficking charges against a Cedar Rapids man and woman. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says a deputy initiated a traffic stop near the intersection of 1st Avenue Southeast and Charles Street in Olwine at about 1 a.m. on May 14th. Upon further investigation, over an ounce of methamphetamine, numerous grams of marijuana, plus U.S. currency, scales, pipes, and baggies were found and seized, with 65-year-old Gregory Davis and 59-year-old Karen Shelton placed under arrest. Davis was charged with possession with intent to deliver meth, a Class B felony, plus possession with intent to deliver marijuana, possession of meth third offense, possession of marijuana third offense, all Class D felonies. He also faces charges of OWI and possession of drug paraphernalia. Shelton is charged with possession with intent to deliver meth, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, and introducing contraband into a facility, all Class D felonies, plus possession of meth, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Olwine police assisted at the scene. Thursday night on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's our next Charles City baseball broadcast. It's a doubleheader, the Comets against the New Hampton Chickasaws, 4:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show, first pitch for game one at 5 o'clock. Our first Charles City softball broadcast of the season coming up Friday night when the Comets host Cedar Falls, 6:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show and first pitch at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.